Let's go through to the business world now with Madison Reedy. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, Corin.
Now, the markets last week up and down with coronavirus, but they seem to be holding.
Yeah, they are. Wall Street was largely flat. The Dow Jones average ended the week down just 0.1%. The other indices closed up slightly. Our On Top 50 index starts at 11,835 after Friday's 46-point fall, just over a third of a percent down. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 64.4 US cents and 95.8 to the Australian.
The big guns are going to start reporting this week in terms of reporting season.
Yes, the ones to attract most attention will likely be Spark, Fletcher Building and Auckland Airport. All three are expected to post reasonable results, but possibly not without some surprises from Fletcher Building. But investors will be looking to the second half of the year, Fletcher and the Convention Centre and its road to recovery, and what the airport has to say about the possible coronavirus effect. Here's the Managing Director of Salt Funds Management, Matthew Goodson.
The coronavirus impact will be following the end of a period. So I think any commentary on that will be eagerly awaited, not just in terms of the aircraft and passenger numbers, but also the impact on other areas such as duty-free, where some of the retailers have minimums for Auckland Airport. So it'll just be interesting to see how they're faring with those in place.
And we'll look at the week's company earnings in more detail later in the program.
Now, a British investment manager looking for opportunities out of the coronavirus outbreak?
Much of the attention in the comment has been about the hit being felt by airlines, travel companies, tourism and hotel operators. But Alex Cook, a portfolio manager with the London-based Bankers Investment Trust, which is traded on the New Zealand Stock Exchange, says there are also gainers. He says without diminishing the human cost and business impact of the virus, there are sectors to watch.
See, the beneficiaries have been things like Netflix, about gaming. People are at home, stuck at home. They're spending on that, again, on food services and delivery. So there's always areas of growth, even in these more difficult times.
And we'll have more from Alex Cook on tackling climate change in our main bulletin at around 10 to 7, along with a pending review of whether our anti-money laundering laws are up to scratch.